This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Pain and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Sandwich, heavyweight putting on calories. I pay the striker salary. I'll put bread on my beef. Call that a rich boy sandwich. You ain't got ham, you're a husband. You ain't got ham, you're a husband. I'll put bread on my beef. I'll put bread on my beef. Put your money where your mouth is. Come put your money where your mouth is. I'll get bread on the street so I can put bread on my beef. So you wanna get a man vexed? Now I gotta cut another check. I don't wanna get the 4-5 from Gets. That might get me a stretch. Cut my brother, got the pussy all in the chest. Wearing the vest. I said next time make sure you get him in the X. I wanna make 10 cuff cuff crap. Rap, rap. Man, I got spinners on deck. Better no one like to play Max. Strikers got enough tech. Put him up front like Danny Welbeck. He don't dress to impress. Finger on the trigger and press. No shutters in my bloodline like press. Anytime I got beef, I fuck with that rap. I'm larger than your average. I pay the striker salary. I'll put bread on my beef. Call that a rich boy sandwich. Heavyweight putting on calories. I pay the striker salary. I'll put sandwich. You ain't got ham, you're a husband. You ain't got ham, you're a husband. I'll put bread on my beef. I'll put bread on my beef. Put your money where your mouth is. Come put your money where your mouth is. I'll get bread on the street so I can put bread on my beef.
Bread on my beef, raw, yeah. Bread on my beef. Are you making a threat? Nah, I'll give bread to a thief. How many options? There were like two. Waste man on the chief. Make a man lean to the side. Ganja without the leaf. Calm, I'll pay the striker's peas. Going on ill without disease. Sorry, my G. I hold the striker's keys. None need striker squeeze. I was in the game when you heard birds and the bees. When I say shopping, I mean presidential sprees. Bread on beef, president tees.
I'm larger than your average. I pay the striker's salary. I'll put bread on my beef. Call that a rich boy sandwich. Heavyweight putting on calories. I pay the striker's salary. I'll put bread on my beef. Call that a rich boy sandwich. You ain't got ham, you're a husband. You ain't got ham, you're a husband. I'll put bread on my beef. I'll put bread on my beef. Put your money where your mouth is. Come put your money where your mouth is. I'll get bread on the street so I can put bread on my beef.
My buttons don't press that. I'll put money where your head's at. Planet of the apes on a cheating. Monkey will take out your head back. Can't fund more with your dead stack. Have man running where you rest at. I stretch packs. Whatever gets spent, man, mech back. I know strikers like Rashford. Put them on the pitch, do madness. Absolute sadness. These MCs don't know badness. Big long thing, man, I brandish. Man, I've been pain and anguish. Come true, great and spray ting. Call that a Big Mac sandwich.
I'm larger than your average. I pay the striker salary. I'll put bread on my beef. Call that a rich boy sandwich. Heavyweight putting on calories. I pay the striker salary. I'll put bread on my beef. Call that a rich boy sandwich. You ain't got ham, you're a husband. You ain't got ham, you're a husband. I'll put bread on my beef. I'll put bread on my beef. Put your money where your mouth is. Come put your money where your mouth is. I'll get bread on the street so I can put bread on my beef.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Inside.
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 FUBAR Radio.
Oh.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Shit.
4 till 6 p.m. every Wednesday.
Day. Are we now just like a...
a pirate radio show?
Pirate garage radio show.
That's how we started.
I love it.
This is where we came from. These are our roots.
Amazing.
We're going back to our roots. We're zipping up our boots. Going how was everyone doing?
I am... gassed.
Yeah. I don't know, you guys, so am I. That tune has really...
I kind of walked into a pit of skank.
It was a grime set.
Yeah.
Follow FUBAR Radio on Instagram and have a look.
Absolutely.
It was popping off
For real.
Boy, it might just be because I've just come from the cold and now it's mad hot. But it's super it might have to be a no-top day for Harz.
Well, I'm just about to put the aircon on.
We'll see in 10 minutes how I'm doing. But I am sweltering.
Get them webcams on.
Yeah, mate, get the webcams on.
See me sexy bod.
How are you doing? You weren't here last week.
Yeah, no, sorry about that.
What was that? What was your reason?
I had to go and pick up my dog from the countryside.
Yeah. Literally had to go see a man about a dog. I said that last week. No one believed me.
Well, yeah, he's all right now. His eyes a lot better, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, blood. He looked peng still.
Fair.
Steel.
Yeah, sorry about that. But now I'm here in full force.
Absolutely, man. And there's work to be done. The show's going to be packed with all the regular frolics.
Yeah, what's going on today? I missed last week, so I'm out of the loop. Are we doing anything new, different, fun?
We've got Da Vinci in today.
Skiing, cool.
He's going to be talking to us about Powers, which is his most recent project, executive produced by Tasha Demi.
Are you on that?
I am on that, yeah. I am as well as 31 other artists.
31,
on
that
14
is...
songs.
That is mad greedy.
All recorded in 10 days.
Mad greedy, but mad productive.
Very productive. Very productive. In. It would
in 10 days.
Yeah, ah. I think it was all recorded in 10 days.
Mad thing.
Yeah, and most appropriately, most fittingly, it was recorded in the studio of a quite well-known energy drinks brand as well.
Relentless.
Yeah, what is that?
We've just had a tweet, by the way.
Have we?
Yeah, off Mr. Jordan Stevens.
What's Jordan? It's his birthday today as
That's
well.
As if I didn't get invited onto FUBAR for a birthday special.
Oh, man.
Get down here now,
Get down here now,
get
mate.
Get down here now, blood.
We've got midgets, little people. They're naked. Come through. Hang. American beers as well.
Inside,
yeah. I've got loads of crayons I can put in your bonnet.
Everyone, tweet Jordan, tell him to come down now.
Yeah, if you're listening, tweet to. He'll be looking at the Rizzle Kicks account. Yeah. So tweet to Rizzle Kicks and get him to get down to FUBAR now so we can have a birthday special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Inside. It's the regular crew inside today. Like I said, we're gonna have. Da Vinci as our special guest. We've got a couple of games in store for him. Natalie's got a couple of games in store for us, I think.
Yeah. I'm gonna when I think of them. Yeah.
Have I just put you on the spot? Then?
Yes, you have. But that's fine. Jacob's up to it.
Yeah.
He's up to it.
Jacob's now on the spot.
Yeah, he's looking.
Jacob, think of some fun things to do. I'm bored.
We had an intervention for Jacob on the Friday social the other day.
Trump lover.
Because he's a Trump apologist.
Is he?
He's a Trump lover.
He's haking his shed at that.
He's haking his shed.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a fetish thing, being a Trump lover?
What? Somebody who loves farts.
Yeah.
Fetish. Imagine that, like, babe, come round.
Yeah, like, you said that before, that a Trump is a fart. I saw that on Twitter the other day. That a Trump. I never used to call a Trump.
It's kind of like onomatopoeic in a way.
Yeah, that's true.
Trump. No, that'd be like a fop.
On the road, we used to call it a brops.
A pop.
Brops.
A brops. We used to say pooping.
A pooping. No, pooping means doing a shit, though.
Yeah.
No, we used to use
a pop is a shit.
Yeah, but we used to use
Yeah. Pooped his pants.
Pooped his pants.
Yeah.
We used to use it for a fart.
Pop must have got confusing today. When you watched Popeye in the North, innit? Popeye. Anyway.
No, Carl, we say it differently to you. Like, when you say you and O, it sounds the same. You know, like, cup or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm getting the bus. When I say it, I'm like, bus. Getting bus, innit?
Yeah, but you sounded Italian when you just tried to sound like you were from London.
Getting the bus.
That sounds Nigerian.
That sounds Nigerian, yeah. Yeah, get in the bus.
You're about to back to Italy.
Back to get the bus. Is that really terrible?
Harley, to do an accurate Italian accent, Harley has to move
his
hand. Hey! Why'd you get the bus? About moving his hand.
That was just natural. It was just nature intended for
that
me to
brilliant.
Use my hand in this scenario. Get in the bus.
That's amazing. Maybe that's why Italian people move their hands so much because they just can't talk without
That's their accent.
To be fair, I'm trying to do it now.
If you tie their hands to their waist, they'd just be cockney.
They're just all going,
"All right, mate, it's me, Flavio."
Flavio.
Yeah.
Is that an Italian name?
I don't know. It sounds Italian. Is Flavio Italian?
Flavio.
Flavio.
That's a flamboyant Italian name.
I mean, it kind of sounds like it could be Italian, but I've never heard the name Flavio.
Flavia is a female Italian name. Flavia.
Flavia. Mm-hmm. Flavio.
That's a good name.
Mm. Fabrizio.
Flavia Baratelli. That's a good name. That's
Flavia
my new
Flavia Baratelli.
Yeah. Let's get down to some work.
Flabby, there's no O. What's another word for belly? Which would be like O.
That rhymes
a belly that begins with O.
So this work you were talking about.
An elderly woman was kicked off a plane for threatening to vomit on a man who voted for Donald Trump. Scott Kateski from Seattle traveled to Washington in order to celebrate the inauguration of President Donald Trump. And on his way back home, he was traveling on a flight from Baltimore, Maryland, and was given a seat next to an elderly woman and her husband. When he tried to take his seat at the window, things rapidly went downhill. Kateski said that as soon as he asked the couple to move so that he could take a seat at the window, the woman began to harass him about being a supporter of Trump. He immediately alerted the flight attendants, but the woman thought that she had the right to demand that he be seated somewhere else on the plane. The woman berated Kateski for voting for a man that does not believe in climate change, because that's the worst thing he's ever said, and giving the nuclear codes to a crazy person. She fumed at him, "I'm entitled to get drunk and puke in your lap. I'm going to throw up right in your lap. You make me sick. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't you even dare put your arm on that rest. You disgust me. You should be ashamed of yourself. You put a maniac's finger on the button. You are a bigot. You should get off this plane."
I like that.
It's a good rant.
It's good.
If you're going to go on a rant,
that's how to do it.
That's how to rant.
Don't hold back. Don't a couple of insults. You want to go either 100% or don't even bother.
Exactly.
If you're not going to break that person's spirit, don't even.
And get them talked about on this show.
Yeah.
Because that was the aim. You know, that's the apex of any rant. It's going to be talked about on Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Yeah.
And we now have to decide whether we
take the case for her. Yeah. You're going to represent her.
When she was asked to get up from her seat and leave the plane, she refused, saying that she paid for it and was not going anywhere. Police were called to forcefully remove the woman and her husband for the flight. From the flight for being disruptive. When police escorted the woman off the plane, people clapped and applauded while shouting, "USA!" That is so American.
Yeah.
That is so American.
What do you think about her? Would you like to represent her?
I feel sorry for her husband a little bit. He didn't want a part of any. Have you noticed her husband's not been mentioned at all, apart from at the very beginning and at the very end?
Her husband's on his way now, like, for fuck's sake.
Can't take her anywhere.
And get everywhere we go. Last week KFC, this week Emirates Airlines. I mean,
I just love how she opted to yak on the dude. That was her chosen form of like
punishment. Well, yeah, she clearly had her her priorities in order. She hated him most she hates Donald Trump most for not believing in climate change, and as punishment for voting for him, she will vomit in your lap.
So joking.
On cue, did she even have it ready to go?
That's true, yeah. Imagine if he'd gone, go on then. What would she have done?
I like how they've said he travelled to Washington.
Imagine the awkward one, she's going like, "All right,
oh, that's horrible.
Hold on, give me a minute."
Exactly, that's why it's so much easier to just threaten violence against someone, because then if they go on then, you can just, you know, do what you promised to do.
That's essentially licensed to hit.
Yeah, but then if you threaten to vomit on someone, and like, fuck off, go on then.
I think that's worse than being hit. I'd rather be hit than have someone puke on my lap. Because I'm going to have to throw all my clothes
away. I'd rather have someone try to puke on my lap, because it would be
puke.
That awkward 3 minutes until they actually could, that I would have time to do what I wanted.
You could leave.
You could go and get a new set of clothes in preparation. Do you know what I mean?
It's so true. You could fully protect yourself by the time they got the puke
out. You could lie down some paper towels on your on your lap.
What? Just wait there. It's like that.
Go on then. What if they had vomit ready to go?
Well, then like a bag of vomit. Like you carried one around with it. Yeah, you bastard.
And then it gets awkward. You know, someone's trying to hit you or something, you're holding their arms. Bag full of vomit. I would fight tooth and nail
to avoid
hit with a speck of vomit.
Not if they had it in a
super
soaker.
It would be the most brutal.
Speck.
You know, like the fight scenes from Eastern Promises?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That would be the type of fight that I would engage in to avoid having vomit. Smashing people's heads off fucking ceramic tiles, breaking bones.
I was thinking more of an Avengers, you know, explosions and shit.
Nah, mine's just
Matrix
brutal,
style,
savage,
really.
Scuff. A scuff, you know what I mean?
Scheme.
That's what we're doing if you tried to pull vomit.
Some top high class filmage shit.
Like choreographed fight scenes.
Missiles and that.
Nah, fam. Knees. I'm talking knees to the face, bro.
Have you ever held anyone's hair whilst they've been sick? That's a nice thing to do for somebody.
No.
Or rubbed their back. That's nice.
I don't think I think I attempted to one time and got into an argument with both of the girls that I was with because one of them was just being like, I don't know, she was panicking. Like, I got drunk with these two. This sounds really weird, but no, I got drunk with these two women one time, and one of them got really sick, started throwing up, and I was trying to help, but then her friend was just being really angsty towards me, so we got into a massive argument while her friend was throwing up all over herself, just completely ignoring her, just
Did she get angsty?
She was just going, oh, leave her alone, I'll sort it out and stuff. And I was like, well, usually it's just the nearest person to her that could probably just grab the hair, innit? It's not something that you inherit, innit? It's not a responsibility that you inherit, the hair holder. If I was vomiting and my hair was in my face, anyone that's near to me, just hold my hair back in it.
Yeah. You know? I don't think I've ever done it, but I don't think I've ever been in a scenario where I've been
around someone that's
been sick. Had to be called upon for the.
Be prepared though, if you are. That's what would be a nice thing for you to do, is to hold their hair and rub their back.
I'll carry around marigolds with me all time.
I ain't holding no one's hair back.
I only hold hair back for one reason.
I was just saying,
lady.
That's when I'm cutting it for my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's nice.
Sykes when I'm getting a blowjob.
Damn straight.
Gotcha.
You guys are just so immature.
I know. Just in case people thought I don't get blowjobs, even for a second, I can't have people thinking that.
Yeah, that you don't.
That you don't.
I get so many blowjobs.
I want it always in people's minds when they hear my voice.
I wonder if Michael Payne gets blowjobs.
Or if he's had one today, at least.
Yeah. Well, if anyone would like to ask any advice about blowjobs today, they could get in touch with the show, couldn't they?
Yeah, Hannah Witten's on next, 6 to 8. Only joking. No, you can holler at us. We are definitely taking all your legal queries. You can email us.
INC@fubarradio.com.
Or you can tweet to us.
At Fubar Radio.
I nearly stumbled then. I was like, you asking me? Okay, I gotta do it. Fuck.
Shit, it's on.
And then I went to like read the screen. I was like, there's not enough time.
I had it ready for you.
I know. But I was like, I'm gonna start reading like the number or some shit.
Just in case you wanted to call.
Oh yeah, you can call if you want.
You can if you want. What's the number? Give them the number for the old school ones.
0330223020.
That's too complicated.
That's 0330223020200.
No, say it better. 0330223020. That's how we say it.
0330223020.
That's just Matt. That's just.
Don't call.
Please call. Please call. I want all the queries today to be phoned through.
Yeah, I want to hear someone's voice say that they are.
That
their like girlfriend wants them to like
stick carrots in the bowl.
Carrots in their bum and shit like that, and pretend they're a fucking snowman or whatever.
Yes, because we've had enough. We've had enough.
A voice disguiser for that. I don't know if
and
we have
Pauline.
One.
Pauline, you and Henry call us.
Horseback, Pauline.
Oh yeah, horseback, Pauline.
That's not a name I think she'd want either. Horseback, Pauline.
It has a nice ring to it.
It does have a brilliant ring to it.
It sounds like another knight. Yeah,
horseback, Pauline. No, it sounds like that woman that doesn't belong to any tribe. She just does her own thing.
Yeah, she's mad nomadic.
No one fucks with her though.
Yeah.
Or that one mental person in your town. Oh. You know, horseback Paulie.
And no one knows why she's called that.
Yeah. No one wants theirs asked. Yeah.
Horseback Henry's quite good.
Horseback Henry's very good, and that's her husband's name, wasn't it?
Yeah,
she took his last name.
Horseback Henry.
Well, first name, sorry.
Pony Pauline?
Do you, Horseback Henry, take Pauline, whatever. And they'll pronounce you.
Horseback and saddle.
Should we get some music?
Yeah, let's play a rhythm.
Right, you're on Fubar Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. Just before that, we were talking about the elderly woman that was kicked off a plane for threatening to vomit on a man who voted for Donald Trump. And I think we should take her case.
Yeah, we'll wrap her, yeah.
Absolutely. She didn't actually do it. she only said she would do it. People have said worse in light of President Trump's election. Madonna said she wanted to blow up the White House.
To blow it up?
Yeah, yeah. She said that.
She did.
Bit far,
yeah. It's like, yeah, not the White House's fault,
isn't it? Yeah. So I'm sure the White House doesn't want him inside him either. Don't worry.
What Donald Trump? I think the White House would probably rather be blown up than have Donald Trump inhabited. Yeah, to maybe, be fair, yeah. We could ask the White House. Yeah. Get the White House on Sesame Street. Seems to be them that can make, you know, buildings and shit talk and, you know,
stuff
that wouldn't usually talk. So.
Did you know Donald Trump would have made more money if he had left the inheritance that he received, and that he said he took $500
million. Yeah, I heard about that. So, yeah.
If he left it in his bank account, he would have made more money than he has as a building man. Yeah. Than a
businessman. He's gone bankrupt
man.
Like so many times.
Yeah, he would have made more money off the interest.
Six times bankrupt.
All times I've had hot dinners.
Imagine $500 million, the interest on that.
Yeah, you're getting a mil a day, Bobs. Nah, half a mil a day.
It don't matter. Either way, I don't give a shit if I'm making that much money.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of interest anyway.
Yeah.
So we're about to talk about a man with a big dick.
Wow. Guys, get cracking. Ask me your questions.
I've actually seen this video.
Have you?
Yeah.
He's been offered porn. He's been offered a porn.
He has, yeah.
But no.
Is it actually true then?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, okay. But when you actually see the size of it, you go like, I don't think he would be able to.
We're just hearing reading the size of it.
Yeah, but I think that's. Oh, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Sorry, go on.
Yep.
Yeah. So, man says his 18.9-inch penis is a disability that forces him to live off food. Are you sure he hasn't just confused it with his leg?
No, I've seen
Mate,
it.
Mate, it looks like his leg.
Mm. The man with the world's biggest penis, Roberto Esquivel Cabrera, said his 18.9-inch, but not 19. Actually, it would be whatever. said his 18.9-inch penis is stopping him from working and left him reliant on state benefits. But the 54-year-old from Mexico has turned down a size reduction as he prefers fame to sex. His half-meter penis smashed the... interesting choice of words. Smashed the world record previously believed to have belonged to American actor Jonah Falcon.
Such a strong name for a big penis. Falcon.
Whose penis was 9.5 inches flaccid and 13.5 inches when erect.
Tiny.
Roberto said, "I'm famous because I have the biggest penis in the world. I'm happy with my penis. I know nobody has the size I have. I would like to be in the Guinness Book of Records, but they don't recognise this record. However... Dr. Jesus David Salazar Gonzalez. Dr. Jesus David Salazar Gonzalez said, "We have advised Mr. Roberto, the best thing for him is that the doctors give him a normal shape to his penis so that it doesn't hurt him in order to have sexual relationships. But he doesn't accept it. He'd rather have a penis bigger than the rest of the people." His penis is bigger than people.
Right, he could just go down to like 10 inches.
Yeah.
He'd still have the biggest penis in
that's
the
true.
World.
But he wouldn't be bigger than Falcon then, would he?
No, but 10 inches are flaccid.
Oh, okay.
He could go down to 10 inches flaccid and then...
Do you reckon that's a grammatical error there? Or he actually has a penis bigger than people? Because I'm sure it would have to be rest of the peoples.
Yeah, but if you think...
Think about it. Let me read that to you.
There is little people.
But he doesn't accept it. He'd rather have a penis bigger than the rest of the people.
Combined. That's everyone else.
Yeah. He's got a penis bigger than other humans.
18.9 inches. How many is that in feet? That's 1.7 feet?
No, it's like 12 inches to a foot, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 1.7.
No, 6. 1.6.
Because it's 19.
Oh, all right. Okay,
why do you always force me to do maths?
1.7 if we're going to give him that extra inch.
He doesn't need it.
No, he doesn't.
1.7 foot.
It's just over a foot and a half.
Man's dick is 1.7 foot.
Shit, that's bigger than like a 3-year-old child. I've seen it, to be fair.
That's like more than like a fifth of my body.
Well, let's listen to how we're here.
Dr. Gonzalez goes on to say... In Latin culture, whoever has the bigger penis is more macho.
That's true.
The sheer size of Roberto's penis causes him a number of health problems. He keeps his colossus member wrapped in bandages to escape chafing.
He's also unable to sleep chest down and has to put his penis on his own pillow to escape discomfort during the night. While living in the USA, Roberto did attempt to have sex twice, but the first woman backed out
of the room, I think.
Fully backed out. She, like, physically, like, yeah. Whoa.
She's like stepping.
She didn't grab her coat and leave. She backed out. Like, she couldn't take her eyes off it, just in case. Just in case it caught her. So she backed out as soon as she saw his penis, and the other one had to stop because it was too painful. Brave woman, the second one. Roberto says his penis is a disability and stops him working, forcing him to rely on food banks to survive. He said, "I cannot wear a uniform like anybody in the companies, and I also cannot get on my knees.
Neither can anybody get on their knees to him."
According to Roberto, after initially dismissing his claim, the government has now recognised him as disabled. We don't even need this then. He don't need us, I mean. He added, "I'm happy with my penis and I wish to go back to the USA and spend the rest of my life over there. I don't feel sad because I know in the USA there is a lot of women. One of them will be the right size for me. I would like to be a porn star and I think I would make a lot of money over there. And the people are not like..." Sorry. Oh, sorry, "and the people I'm not like over here, they are more liberal. They don't care about what I have in my pants."
I don't think being liberal affects how being the penis size. If it's too big, it's too big. It doesn't matter, you know, I'm quite liberal, but who's going to accommodate an 18.9 penis?
That's just mad.
How big is that?
I don't know. It's massive. It goes like further than his knees. Yeah. It's mad.
That's just long. Like, sorry to forgive the pun.
He picks up with like two hands, like puts in a little patch in his trousers and shit. It's fucked.
I know.
That is just... I don't believe it.
No, it's true.
I like how when you typed in Roberto, the first thing that came up was Roberto Baggio free kick.
Roberto Cavalli must be pissed. All right.
Okay, I'm looking for an image of the man's biggest penis, but it's all kind of blurry. Jesus! I mean, they have blurred that, but not really enough because I can still see it.
His bollocks are out there, and I think you have to.
That is chunky.
Chunky.
Bloody hell.
I mean, just kind of.
It's like a fucking baseball bat.
It's like one of the. It's a weapon.
He says the bigger the penis, the more macho the man. Who do you think is the most macho in this room? That
I don't think you can see that. Just
I can, well. Yeah, I can.
Look how it goes past his knees.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
No, thank you.
I don't think there's...
Nine danker.
I'm always changing plugs. I'm so macho.
It's literally like you're about to play...
Like, look at that.
...sports every time you go to have a wank.
Look at that. That's mad.
Blood, why is he putting his penis near his face? Even if you could, you wouldn't.
But then maybe...
Yes, you would.
He could. No, but he can.
Yeah, I would fully play with my chin. I'd be like that. Yeah, fully.
If there's you no could, way, would you?
No, I would not put my.
If my dick was that long, I would like tap the side of my head with it when I was trying to think.
Would you blow yourself?
Yeah,
though?
Would you?
Nah.
No. Not even a little try, a little lick.
No.
Imagine busting in your own mouth.
I would have done it by now.
Just to see what it's like.
But it wouldn't be a frequent thing.
Well, no one else would, like, no woman would want you with that.
Yeah, you'd be the only person
sitting there lonely, sucking your own dick. Like, my friends told me having a big dick was a good thing. This is so sad.
Just cry sucking. I hate myself.
You're giving yourself jaw ache. Oh. It's too big.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm sure he'll be able to become a porn star.
Yeah, but
soon.
I'm glad he doesn't.
He's been offered a role.
Has he?
Yeah.
But the thing is, shouldn't he?
As a Bond villain.
Is it a disability just because he can't get on his knees though? I'm not sure if we want to challenge that.
Yeah, get a job that doesn't involve getting on your knees, isn't it?
Offered porn film.
He couldn't be a UPS. Don't they wear shorts a lot, UPS drivers? Couldn't be
tight,
one of them.
The tight ones.
Yeah, definitely couldn't be one of them. Imagine that strolling up to your door.
Got a parcel for you.
Yeah. Damn fucking Skippy, mate. Get it away from me.
You could pretend it's a third leg and like put a shoe on it or something.
Yeah.
If you were going to do that and if you have to go out in public. Because how can he go out in public? What trousers? He must wear those MC Hammer trousers that accommodate it.
He just wears them like them douchey trackies with like the really low crotch.
Oh, yeah. The JLS ones.
Yeah.
He made it big, by the way, by putting weights on it over the years. He wasn't born with that penis.
What?
Really?
He increased his own size. Yeah.
By putting weights on it?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
When I get home, I know what I'm doing.
It's just stretched.
It's been stretched, yeah. Yeah. He's got a very large foreskin. It goes almost to the knee. That's like when the
So he's not got a big dick, he's just got a long foreskin then, basically.
No, he's got both now because it's stretched with the way he's been
putting
them on.
Because your penis is a muscle, isn't it? So I suppose you can...
grow it.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine
but
them weights.
Since he was a teenager and he's 54 now, so it's stretched quite a lot.
But no one went near him in the gym, boy.
Isn't it? Why don't you just...
had his own little corner in the gym. Yeah, he's doing his own thing. Leave him, isn't it? Leave him.
He's got one of them weird nicknames.
Yeah.
He has been offered a role in a Doctors and Nurses porn film and a quick update. I mean, he should be the patient, not the doctor.
For real.
Not that.
He should be the fucking, whatchamacallit, what's that guy that holds that mic over you when you're talking?
The boom.
Yeah,
boom.
He should be that. He should hold the boom mic with that thing.
It would be
or
the
or just
boom.
Be a tripod.
I believe everything I read on Near Genus.
Yeah, apparently, yes. That's what I'm reading. We would fly him over to Prague and he can come and see our doctors and nurses at fakehospital.com.
And the little ad at the side, watch this before it's banned, not in public.
I've never heard this website before. But yeah, good luck to him if he wants to be a porn star.
Yeah, massive luck to him. Yeah,
so manage him.
Let's get into a song. When we get back, we can talk about a lawmaker who wants a new law to allow sex addicts to sue the adult film industry.
No, but the best, my mind's full, took a couple flows in my head. When I was young, used to bring hoes in my bed. Now I'm hardly in my house, let alone in my bed. Trying to rebuild the city on my own was a mess. Like dog rot, and I swear you owe me respect. Say what I mean, and I mean what I mean. Don't try to remind me, cause I know what I said. Like, trust me, brody, I know what I'm saying. In the control, the city's not joking, I'm playing. Too many devils in my brain, thought it feels like a waste of time, hoping and praying. Back then, didn't wanna show me your way, and now just trying to go toe to toe with the saying. I shut down like Joe when I'm playing, that's why I'm like, boy, better know what I'm saying. Living my life on an everyday highlight, no day's yours, and every day's mine. Had to keep active and never waste time. There's skills there, so let me raise mine. Remember the thought I could never make rhymes. I'm top three, you're like 7, 8, 9. Them boys, they wanna hesitate, fine. There's goals to get, so let me chase mine. Living my life on an everyday highlight. No day's yours and every day's mine. Had to keep active and never waste time. There's skills there, so let me raise mine. Remember the thought I could never make rhymes. I'm top three, you're like 7, 8, 9. Them boys, they wanna hesitate, fine. There's goals to get, so let me chase mine. Alright, cool, let me straighten my mind. People want new tunes, but I'm taking my time. Blow the road with a new 64, but the funny thing is I ain't facing my prime. They'll wake up with nothing but hate in my eyes. So piss off if you try wasting my time. Couple of people wanna see me dead, wanna try hurt me. Better wait in the line. Wait in the line, but the queue's got long. Better hurry up, come soon, long gone. Labels wanna know who's locked on, who's gone clear and who's not gone. Yeah, you made one new hot song, but that's one tune that I do not want. I keep showing man that hard work works, and I always make sure I do two, not one. Living my life on an everyday highlight. No day's yours and every day's mine. Have to keep active and never waste time. There's skills there, so let me raise mine. Remember the thought I could never make right. I'm top three, you're like 7, 8, 9. Them boys, they wanna hesitate, fine. There's goals to get, so let me chase mine. Living my life on an everyday highlight. No day's yours and every day's mine. Have to keep active and never waste time. There's skills there, so let me raise mine. Remember the thought I could never make right. I'm top three, you're like 7, 8, 9. Them boys, they wanna hesitate, fine. There's goals to get, so let me chase mine. Ain't scared of no one posing a threat. I'll be the first to throw a toast on the death. Anxiety high, my emotions a mess. Every day I feel a step closer to death. Not gonna lie, life took its best shot, but I came right round, not broken me yet. Hoping I don't fall, hoping I don't slip. And here's another one, hoping I flex. Ain't scared of no one posing a threat. I'll be the first to throw a toast on the death. Anxiety high, my emotions a mess. Every day I feel a step closer to death. Not gonna lie, life took its best shot, but I came right round, not broken me yet. Hoping I don't fall, hoping I don't slip. And here's another one, hoping I flex. Ain't scared of no one posing a threat. I'll be the first to throw a toast on the death. Anxiety high, my emotions a mess. Every day I feel a step closer to death. Not gonna lie, life took its best shot, but I came right round, not broken me yet. Hoping I don't fall, hoping I don't slip. And here's another one, hoping I flex. Living my life on an everyday highlight. No day's yours and every day's mine. Have to keep active and never waste time. There's skills there, so let me raise mine. Remember the thought I could never make rise. I'm top three, you're like 7, 8, 9. Them boys, they wanna hesitate, fine. There's goals to get, so let me chase mine. Living my life on an everyday highlight. No day's yours and every day's mine. Have to keep active and never waste time. There's skills there, so let me raise mine. Remember the thought I could never make rise. I'm top three, you're like 7, 8, 9. Them boys, they wanna hesitate, fine. There's goals to get, so let me chase mine.
Penny Sylvester and Fubar Radio. Natalie just showed me something that distracted me, and I'm putting dessert and stuff in my mouth, so it's really crunchy right now.
Mad thing. I just found out that I've been excluded from some weird little club that Michael and Reese have going on.
No, you haven't.
Well, Reese just said that.
No, he didn't.
Don't listen to Reese.
He did.
He said, I've been excluded from your little club.
That's not what I said.
Don't listen to Reese. He's disobeyed the first rule of this club.
Don't tell Holly about it.
Dickheads.
Better still, tell him it doesn't even exist.
What club?
We're only joking. No, Harley's vexed because we've got a little game show planned that we're going to play with our guest, Da Vinci. And obviously, we can't tell you what the game is because that would divulge the answers.
Yeah, I just don't want to play the game.
Why?
So I don't want to play the game.
It's because me and Michael have been hanging out without him and I was in a mood. Oh.
Yeah.
The game represents the fact that he's not always there. Like, it's just Nat's me and he's talking game. About him behind his game. Back.
Huh? I don't know what the game is yet.
Well, then you can play.
Well, you have to play.
That
it.
Is what the game is. You have to guess have which to one of us said what behind your back.
Well, I'm going to start my own little club.
We're not interested.
I'm going to start
it's
my
called
own club.
Not turning up for radio.
Oh, yeah?
Don't do that.
We've been working on something separate.
Well, why am I not coming to the club?
Exactly.
I've been excluded
from two clubs now.
No, it was just one thing.
Creative club and, like, just being dickheads club.
Why would you want to be a dickhead,
though? No, bro, you've always been part of the dickhead club. Don't worry about it.
You're the captain. You're in the
hall of fame. I want to be certified, not just like you're just hearsay in that. Do you know what I mean?
Bro, you're one of the founding fathers.
You guys are waste, man.
I'm joking. Alright, I tell you what, next time Reese is playing the game.
Yeah, just don't like come also, straight out like, oh, Reese, hear about this game.
We're playing football on Saturday. Have you asked Justin to play football on Saturday?
No.
Exactly.
We'll come up with a game next week.
I get excluded from things. I don't cry about it.
I do.
Why don't you come up with a game next week then, Harley? And then
I'm not proactive enough.
Well, there we go. So then someone has to come up with a game.
I don't care about this show enough.
Harley. This is why you don't get invited to clubs, isn't it?
Lol, jokes, some more jokes.
I'm going to email in the show about you with some legal advice.
Yeah, speaking of legal advice.
Should we do some?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's, because your voice is nice and warmed up, Harley. It's at that level now, that reading level.
All right. This is from Kyle in Peckham.
Well, go on, Kyle in Peckham.
Why is that funny?
She knows the Kyle in Peckham. That's why.
I've recently started dating a girl I met on Tinder. She's so great and I don't want to disappoint her, but she said she loves nothing better than a spicy curry.
Ooh.
And I agreed, I love it too. Well, I've actually got chronic IBS and I've been paying the price ever since. When I lie in bed next to her, I suck my bum cheeks tight. What do I do? I'm going to poo the bed if this doesn't stop.
Why are you having curry that often?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Four
How often?
Nights a week.
Spicy all the time, curries. It seems.
Yeah.
Just have some oats for dinner, bro. You cook.
Yeah, no one has curry that often.
How often do you have curry?
Once a month.
Right. Once a week.
Yeah, if that.
For real. Once a week.
Do you?
Once a week.
That's quite a lot, though, isn't it?
That's quite a lot. I've even got curry hats across my street.
Who says that's quite a lot?
Would that say once a week?
I bet Indian people wouldn't say that's quite a lot, would they?
They might do.
They might, yeah. Why do you assume that they would want to eat curry?
Well, where it originates from. The traditional food of the country.
But I don't eat fried eggs every
country.
Day, do I?
You know, I have eggs every
day.
Yeah,
but fried eggs didn't originate.
But do you have potato every day? I bet you have potato most days, though,
don't
you?
No, rarely, actually.
Once a week?
Probably once a fortnight. I don't really like potatoes.
Off.
Potatoes I don't.
Once a fortnight.
Everyone, apart from me, has potato like every day. It goes with
everyone.
No.
I very rarely have potatoes.
Yeah, me too. I don't
I
have potatoes.
I have potato every day, but at least have potato like once a week.
Like, who do you think we are that we're having potatoes every day?
I wake up, have a quick potato.
Some stodgy guys just rolling in. Yeah, sorry I'm late. Just been having potatoes. Fuck potatoes every day. There's no reason for you to be doing
Fuck
that.
Potatoes
I was about to say,
day.
My family have potatoes every day, what? But some of them are.
Stocky Brares.
Looking like Wreck-It Ralph and
you
shit.
What did you just call my family?
I said Stocky Brares.
Everyone in your family is a Stocky Brare.
You went like that. You went.
I meant
Yeah, stocky's a good thing.
And they've got big arms.
Stocky's a good
thing.
Do
you know what I think of when I see, when people say they eat potatoes every day? Oh. Wreck-It Ralph. So people that look like Wreck-It Ralph.
My dad looks a bit like Wreck-It
Ralph. But Wreck-It Ralph is, he's hench.
Exactly.
Imagine a not hench version of Wreck-It Ralph.
So it's like.
And you said your dad's always barefoot as well. So Wreck-It Ralph never puts kicks on.
Always barefoot. It refuses to. Oh, is this a long trousers event?
Oh, no, but Wreck-It Ralph, I think he wears quite short trousers.
He does. And my dad always says, oh, this isn't going to be a long trousers event. Am I going to have to put a top on? No.
I don't think I like potatoes that much. I wouldn't care if I never ate them again.
Me neither.
I never eat them.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Me too.
Care.
That is mad.
How's it mad?
Because I love potatoes, don't I? You wouldn't care if you never had potatoes ever again.
I could do without chips and I could do without spuds.
Yeah.
As spuds.
Yeah.
I love potatoes.
We had someone get in touch last week on the show. It reminds me of that. Who, for a joke, their flatmate had glued the potato bag. Remember when Dreamer came? Was it? Yeah.
That was
with
weird.
With a full sack of potatoes, had glued it to their bedside table.
And they'd eaten all the potatoes.
Yeah.
Like what?
Right.
Mean?
So we had someone email in with a query last week, and this person had a problem. Their friend, while they were sleeping, had glued. Well, I think the exact word was stuck. Stuck. A sack of potatoes to their bedside cabinet. Now that raises so many fucking questions, but let's not even go there.
So wait, their friends to their own or to theirs?
To theirs, yeah. So like me coming into your room and sticking a potato sack to your bedside cabinet, right? They then went on to say that they'd eaten all the potatoes.
What, their friend had?
Mm-hmm. The person emailing had eaten all the potatoes in the sack in that their friend had stuck to the...
Right, okay.
And then realised that they couldn't remove the sack. Didn't...
Yeah.
So we kind of imagine sitting there eating them raw, just from the sack. Just
yeah, because that sounded... That was exactly how it sounded, that they were just eating raw potato.
Yeah, because I thought that you died if you ate raw potato. Turns out that's not true.
Oh, really?
Did you die?
Yeah, can you not remember? I said it last week.
That's not true.
I don't remember you saying that. That's so preposterous.
I do.
Yeah, someone told me if you eat raw potatoes, you die.
I don't think that's
true. Someone is wrong.
Now I'm starting to question every fact you've ever told me.
No, that's the worst thing to tell someone. That's so it's needless.
What? Do you
know when I was younger, my dad told me that.
It's not like you. It's, you know, like say for instance, like berries. You know, you might be walking through. When are you going to see a potato that you shouldn't be eating raw? If you get what I'm saying, in what situation? They don't even look appetizing. They look like stones.
I've tried them before.
I don't even eat them cooked. I don't like them. So someone just told me that one.
Whoever told you that scared you shitless. Now that you can't even eat them cooked.
Yeah.
If you never have mashed potato.
I do actually quite like mash. Yeah. So I have to say mash is the one.
So what about with your Sunday dinner? Once a week or something?
I don't have a roast dinner.
Mash would be...
I don't have a roast dinner every week.
You don't?
No.
What, on a Sunday?
No.
I'd like to, but I don't.
I might have mash today.
Mash is good.
Just on its own.
Dolphin was.
You had chips last night.
Dolphin was.
So you're so middle class, man.
What is that?
I've never
known
of
that. Dolphin was potatoes.
Dolphin was?
Dolphin.
It's dolphins battling, isn't it? Dolphin
what? Dolphin what?
No worry, one. No worry, my get. It's some yardy dolphins, isn't it? Dolphin what? You want to worry? And it's just there in the sea, like.
I'm joking.
What is it?
You've never heard of dolphin what?
What's that word? I've read it. I now I know what. I now I know how to pronounce that word. I always see.
Dolphin what?
Dolphin what?
Dolphin what?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Idea.
I know what they're meant to be, but I don't know what they taste like.
What are they?
It's like potatoes with like...
Are they creamy?
Yeah, creamy.
Just call creamy sliced potatoes. No, why do you call them dolphin what?
Dolphin what?
So stupid.
If it's not in waffle form or in a jacket, I'm not going to know what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you talking
waffle
about?
Waffle yard? Why did you want to stop calling
waffles? Yeah, what's the French
waffle
word
yard
for waffles?
I've got some waffles, yeah.
Is dauphinois French, yeah? It sounds French.
Yeah. It sounds Swedish. Dauphinois.
Yeah, I've definitely seen the word, but I never had the balls to ask for it. Can I get that, please?
Yeah.
He's pointing at the menu. Can
They're
I get them?
Bloody delicious.
Well, what is it? Just cream and potatoes? Like
cheese and cream and potatoes. Nice. It's fucking
great.
Lovely.
So nice, I think I've had it before. And the potatoes are sliced, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had it before.
I thought it was so called nice. Gratin.
That's a catalogue, isn't it? It's a mail order catalogue.
Oh, I've been eating that with my dinner.
You've been eating mail order catalogues. You're worse than the potato guy.
I know. Well, that's not helping Kyle.
Yeah, how are we helping
him? Kyle.
His friend curry his girlfriend's favour. You see what I did there?
Yeah. I saw.
Yeah. How bad is that? It's awful. You have to lie in bed and suck his bum cheeks tight all night.
You just say, like.
I remember one time I nearly shat the bed.
That's
nearly.
You've got
nearly
me.
Is the operative word.
What happened? I don't know where to start.
I had food poisoning. I was actually here. Remember, it was during the Friday social.
You were really ill.
I had to go home, and I genuinely nearly shat the bed. In fact, I may or may not have really shat the bed, but I just don't want to say it.
You were on your own, though, weren't you?
Hmm?
You were on your own?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Naturally.
My friend pooed on his girlfriend once when he went very well.
Ugh,
really? In bed, yeah. Shit the bed, and it went all down her leg.
Oh. Are they still together?
No. She cheated on him, and I don't blame her. Really.
She rubbed it on someone else. That's the only reason she cheated. I've just got to get rid of these laggies.
I don't think one shower would help with that situation.
You could burn that layer. You know, I'd want to be like a tarantula or a snake and just shed that layer of skin and get out of it.
I would literally be by myself for 7 years until I just regenerated into a new person. I wouldn't want to talk to anyone. 7 years, just give me that.
No, I wouldn't. Oh, God. It would have been sort of...
I wasn't there.
...runny as well if he had food poisoning.
All over the bed. All over a leg, you just
it's just so bad.
Trainspotting-esque.
Did he feel it coming?
No, well, he must
you never
have,
feel
like,
it coming. That's how you shit the bed. If you felt it coming, you'd do something about it.
Stop it, yeah.
That's the problem. I had to roll onto my front to let gravity do its thing.
Skiing.
So you pooed into your duvet?
No. I didn't poo in it. I rolled over to my when I felt I was going to shit myself. I rolled over onto my front, just hoping that. You know.
Okay. Well,
but then it could have just projectile just came
to the ceiling.
You know, like what's it called? A jet ski. You know, that little stream of water. Yeah.
You could have been like one of those fountains that you see. Those the naked fountains that you see in water.
Like a dolphin's blowhole.
I would say, first of all, I don't understand why you don't want to. If you disappoint her by saying I don't like curry, if she's that pissed off about that, then you probably don't go out with her.
Yeah, it's true.
So I'm like, I don't like curry, you're dumped. That's kind of a bit...
He does like curry.
And in moderation.
Or stop having it for like 3 meals a day, every day of the week.
Just have it like every now and then and deal with the poo pains just every so often.
Everyone would get poo pains if you had curry 3 times a day though, wouldn't you? Your stomach would be bad.
Still order from the takeaway or wherever you're going. Like, but there are other Indian dishes other than curry.
Yeah.
But what if she's an Indian girl and she just loves cooking a nice Indian dish for him and she's like...
Yeah, it could be like more than that. It could be like a cultural thing as well.
Yeah, she thinks that like, oh, I'll cook him like our family dish. Do you know what I mean? Like my mum's got a special recipe for this one. No, like they might only see each other like once a week or something.
He's got to ask her, innit? Like, look, what is greater? The desire to cook this amazing food, yeah? Or the desire not to be shat on in the bed?
Maybe it's a particular spice, because you said it's a spicy curry. I don't like coriander, so I can't eat anything with that. But you have to be honest about that. Or maybe it's a particular spicy thing that's making him flare up.
Mm.
Never have a tinderloo. Oh, God, that won't. That'll ruin you.
Just tell her then. Oh, you're right. I think cook something else.
Yeah.
Say you're allergic.
You're going to have to start cooking your own meals.
I've done that before. I have lied to people when I don't like food and say I'm allergic to food.
Do you know what you might have to do as well? You might have to just start pretending you're racist.
I mean, it's the only option.
That's the tip.
Saying you're racist, you don't like
curry. Or just invite racist friends round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You might just have to do that. No, in fact, don't invite racist friends around because you shouldn't have any.
Yeah, that's true. Friends is the weird word in the sentence.
Racist people.
Just look for the local racists.
Bring him round. The thing is, they probably love curry.
That's the point, because they're actually
love this stuff.
No, it's absolutely true.
We actually invented it. We know. We all know that.
I think we've helped Kyle.
Yeah.
Let's move on to one more. Cool. Another one.
This is from Eric. He's got a little pink thing next to it.
I like the name Eric.
I do.
I can always trust an Eric. I don't think I've ever met an untrustworthy Eric. Remember Eric the dog?
Untrustworthy Eric sounds like a book, like a children's book.
Untrustworthy Eric, yeah.
Eric the Viking. Wasn't there a Viking called Eric?
Was there?
I made him up?
I think so.
No. I don't know many Vikings.
There probably was a Viking.
I've been on very many
Eric.
Was there not?
Actually, yeah, because Erickson.
That's just like saying, like, there's
Eric
probably
with a K.
Like a Viking called, like, Daniel or something, or like Dave.
Okay, I thought
probably
I
was a Viking.
No, it was more likely a Viking called Eric than a Viking called Dave.
Well, Erickson, because it's like Erickson.
Yeah, I would say Eric, E-R-I-K. You'd find that in Scandinavian. Yeah, anyway.
Eric.
Hi, team.
Easy now.
My girlfriend and I had an argument. She threw away all my underwear and replaced them with plastic bags with leg holes. Should I break up with her? I can't wear plastic bags. I'll sweat.
She's a joker, but I swear that.
Yeah. She hasn't stay thrown them away.
She's obviously
they're
got
somewhere.
A sense of humour.
No, she must have thrown them. I don't know.
Do you reckon she's just... She's probably thinking... He's obviously going to say, like, this is a joke. You haven't actually thrown away my underwear and put plastic bags with holes in it.
It depends how bad this argument was.
Oh, yeah, true.
I can't
maybe he
really...
pooed the bed.
Maybe. Maybe she's just a son. Maybe they're, like, new age nappies. Plastic bags.
They would be sweaty, though, if you wore plastic bags.
That would be nasty.
They wouldn't hold anything either, would they?
Well, it depends how she designed them.
Well, that's true.
Depends how she tapered them.
If they're strong ones, it could be the bag for life. They'd be pretty
they'd
strong.
They'd be rustly, though. And scratchy sometimes.
Mad rustly. Loud. Walking, it'd be like...
You know sometimes like you leave change in the bottom of the bag as well?
Yeah, or like a
little
receipt.
Coin just rolling around and you're good
in there.
Yeah, receipt, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a little scratchy,
like,
receipt.
Oh, and you can't like just dip into the middle of your pants like in the middle of the day, like on the street. Do you know what I'm saying? Pull out the receipt from your bum crack.
It's a proper long one as well. It's from the weekly shop, isn't it? It's like, fuck's sake.
What
yeah,
can
always
you do?
Little things in bags.
Little like, annoying things.
Like, I don't know, probably like tobacco. Yeah.
What can they do? What can Eric do?
Or like chewing gum. You know the little small things that you forget to take out of the bag when you go shop and it's just in the bag and then you put the bag in the bag drawer because everyone's got one of those.
Yeah.
And then you take it out and then you wear your bag as underwear and then you've left that packet of extra in the fucking bag and then it's just in your gooch in between your balls and your bum. Fucking hell, man.
It's a fucking nightmare.
Hate that.
Yeah, that's why you stop wearing bags as cats.
Exactly, and that's
it?
Why this guy's having such a nightmare.
I feel for you, Eric.
Mm.
I trust him because his name's Eric.
Mm.
Exactly. He's obviously not done anything wrong.
He's obviously not done anything wrong, and he's obviously telling the complete truth.
Exactly. She's taking him for a ride.
Oh, she's jokes, though. That is, to be
that
fair,
is funny. I reckon
funny.
Just every time you got to meet her, no matter how important it is, like just shout with your dick out.
Why?
In the street?
Yeah. Actually, that's probably going to be more embarrassing for Eric.
Might get arrested.
And I'd just marry her, bro. She's definitely worth keeping.
Yeah, only to find out where his underwear is, at least.
Yeah. What's next, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. She's taking the underwear away.
Yeah, but at least she's just doing little joke stuff like that, do you know what I mean? So...
Yeah, underwear's so important, though. You think it's a joke in theory. It's all funny, going, I'm going to take away your underwear. But then having no underwear...
Harley wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, you don't even wear it.
Yeah, but Harley's not Eric.
I was very close not wearing underwear today.
Do you even know where your underwear drawer is?
Bro...
It's in his old ass. Like,
yeah.
How many pairs do you even own? More than one pair of pants?
Do I own more than one pair of pants?
He wears two. Pants like he has potatoes, like once a fortnight.
Yeah, to treat himself.
You take your pants to the dry cleaners, don't you? Didn't you say that?
Do
once?
You?
Yeah, he said that.
You
once.
Must have no bum meat then, blood. You must be like bum meat free. I could never have someone else touching my underwear, blood.
What do you mean?
In case it's juicy.
Oh, right.
In sweaty days.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
Pants, which Michael has.
They just put them in the fucking...
washing machine before you take them to the dry... Febreze it.
Do I wash them before I take them to the
dry...
Do
you not do your own washing? Grown
sometimes.
Up.
Sometimes.
What are you going for underwear, though? Huh? Is what I'm saying. What are going for the underwear? What happens to the underwear?
They wash it.
Amazing.
There's no one going to pull up on the fact he takes his stuff to a dry cleaner.
Mate,
yeah, that is weird.
Not goes, to the laundry, not goes to the laundrette.
No, it is a laundrette. Oh. You just started saying dry cleaner, so I just went with it.
So you do your own.
You could have said anything then.
I thought you literally took your pants to be steamed in a laundrette.
No, they just wash them.
They wash them for you. You don't even do it yourself.
No.
So it is a dry cleaner.
Yeah, it is actually.
Well,
yeah.
Laundrette,
you can get a service wash, innit?
Yeah, you get. It's called a service wash.
The term dry cleaners applied to the method.
The steaming rather than putting it in the washing machine.
Yeah, I just go and get a service.
Why don't you get a washing machine?
I have a washing machine.
Oh, that's
what's in the washing machine? He's got stuff in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, do you know why? It's because I'm like really OCD and I hate like mess and untidy shit. And when I put like the washout on the rails and shit, I just hate the sight of it. I
That's
just hate
why
it.
Get a tumble dryer as well. It'll fix it.
And do you know how much it costs? Do you know how much it costs?
No.
For a week, for I'd only get it done every like week and a half. £7.
Oh, for full wash it and dry?
Yeah, wash, dry, that's iron. £7.
Iron?
Yeah, iron everything.
He doesn't do anything.
So £7.90, sorry, it's so £8.
Do you still have a cleaner as well?
Yeah, he's in my gaff now.
You don't do any washing up.
I wash. Of course, like, my calzone is clean. Hell. But yep. He just comes and like does like. Why is it so weird to have a cleaner? Do you not have a cleaner?
I have a cleaner.
Who has a cleaner? Bro, you're the only.
Loads of people have cleaners.
You are the only person.
Does anyone
I know
out
with
there
a
have a cleaner?
Yeah,
I've never met anyone.
A cleaner.
No, I don't have a cleaner.
It's not weird to have a fucking cleaner.
It's not weird.
It's like he comes around like once every like. Month and like does like
fuck off. You used to have a woman who came every week at your old house.
Yeah, when I was like 20.
What do they do? What's the point of having once a month though?
He'll like come and just like, you know, like do the nitty gritty shit, like clean the oven, like
fridge, clean the fridge,
clean the fridge.
Okay, actually, right. I would like one.
Like mop the floors and shit.
Oh, okay,
like just all the stuff that it's just long.
Have you used a Hoover? Do you do hoovering and stuff like that?
I do sometimes, but he'll do that as well.
So it's once a month, your house gets hoovered?
No.
Okay. No, I need to know what's going on with the cleaner. Is he there for hours?
Harley's
he'll
like
be there for like 3 or 4 hours.
He's like Eddie Murphy in Coming to America, isn't it? Life of luxury, man.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What? Man doesn't do his own washing and he's got a washing machine.
Yeah, I take it to the laundrette, but I got a washing
machine. The thing is, it's like the laundrette, yeah, I swear down, it's like the distance from here to that door over there. So it's like, oh, I could just take over there and like £7.
It's quicker to the laundrette than to the washing machine.
Your own
pretty
washing
much,
machine.
Yeah.
I just love the fact
that if I'm upstairs in my house, it's actually quicker to the laundrette than to the washing machine. And it's just like, to get my clothes, well, I don't have to do anything. Don't have to, like, put it in the wash.
Yeah, I get
take
it.
We're going to let him sell it. It's bullshit, yeah?
No. I'm not going to let him sell it to me, but I understand why he does it.
Fold it all. It's only £7. Yeah. It's just the end of the world.
I suppose what makes me laugh the most is just the way you said you hate the sight of of drying clothes.
Defending him.
No, there's just this weird reason why.
It's just like mad fucking. I don't know. I don't know. It just makes me feel weird.
Wow.
Anyway.
Don't like it.
That killed me.
Let's play a tune.
Yeah, let's play a tune. You're on FUBAR Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We're going to have Da Vinci joining us in the office in a bit as well.
Bad man, pajama. Oh.
And Sylvester Incorporated. We're very excited to be joined in the studio right now by another legend. We've been getting a lot of them in very recently. Last year we had a good run, especially people that are still thriving in music despite being around for a while, you know. And this guy is no exception. It's my pleasure to introduce Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Yo, bro.
You well?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good to see you, man. Like, yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio. Like
Thank
I say
you.
To pretty much every guest we get in, you know, I've been aware of your work for years now, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think growing up in my sort of teens, there was like a back of any bus in London that wasn't home to some of your productions coming, you know what I mean, spilling out of phone speakers,
yeah,
you know.
That was the time when everyone used to do that, right?
Yeah, you had that era, you know. Yeah. You fully had that era.
Sending it to each other on Bluetooth.
Exactly.
That D500 with the plug-in speaker.
Yeah, exactly. Worked with some absolute luminaries, past and present, some that have been around for time, some that we don't really hear about anymore. Back with a very powerful project.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. The puns will come later still. You're back with Powers, which is a collaborative album.
Yeah.
32 artists.
32, yeah.
14 songs.
14 songs.
In 10 days.
14 days.
Oh, 14 days.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was wrong earlier.
Yeah, I was like, 10 days, that's too mad.
Probably could have done it in 10, though.
It was 2 weeks.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was it. It was exactly 2 weeks.
Like, mad reliable friends.
It's mad, isn't it? How everyone literally turned up when they were supposed to turn up.
Yeah. And this is 32
no cancellations.
Rap.
Trust me.
In it.
R&B. These are the most
that shows
notoriously
how
unreliable.
Much people wanted to work with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
now, when you come knocking, I'm sure a lot of people really, really feel the need to answer. And the end result is amazing. Powers is brilliant. And not just because I've been involved in it. I think even if I hadn't.
had to slip that in.
Of course
as well.
I had to, mate. Yeah. Even if I hadn't, I would 100%, you know, extol this album as a great concept and, you know, a great triumph. Not just because the music's so great, but like we said before, that shit's fucking hard to pull off.
Is there a further reason as to why you did it in 14 days?
I'm a bit lazy, you know.
Yeah.
And I lose concentration really
quickly. You're talking
quickly.
To the guy who has a washing machine and he never uses and takes
I was listening
his,
to this yeah. and I was thinking, you know what, I do the whole, like, laundry thing as well. It's easier. Oh,
do you know what I'm saying? This is my
Sorry,
dude.
But it is. It's easier.
This I know it's easier. Dude. This is the thing. This is why I 100%... I get that. I get that. But for me, it's just one of those things. For me, it's like I can imagine now Harley get paying someone to wipe his ass.
Wow, bro. You took it really
to be
far out.
Yeah, to be fair, he did once invent an app called Poober.
Poober?
Yeah.
Did you?
You told me about this.
Wait, well, no, yeah. No, for an audition.
What, did you look for the nearest person that can come and wipe your ass?
No, it was in an audition.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, I was had to improvise some scene with some guy, and they were like, invent an app on the spot. And I was like, rah, okay, fuck. Here's my app. It's called Poober. Basically, when you're sitting on the toilet and you've run out of loo roll, just go on Poober and someone will just
cycle around for you.
Bring you some
How
loo
do they get
rape.
To your house?
It's a service, so you give them keys. It's for them people who forget that they... I don't know. I was just fucking like... I was riffing. It was in a fucking audition. It was off the top of my head. I was just going for it.
Yeah, I love the fact that that's what came off the top of your head when they said design an app.
I don't fucking know. God, I had about 4 seconds to think about an app, and that was the first thing that came to my head.
Poo.
Pooba. Yeah. I thought it was quite funny. They laughed.
Yeah, in there are a couple of, like, you know, flaws, but I think in
there's many flaws.
In principle, it could work. But as I was saying, like, yeah, 32 artists on one album is a massive triumph.
Yeah, man, it was.
And the music's great.
Thank you.
What was your? You may have been asked this before, but what was your favourite session? You know.
My favourite session.
Can't say.
Is it weird for me to say that, like, the one that I... There's only one song on the album that I jumped on. So that was kind of like a fun session for
Ring,
me.
Ring,
Ring. Ring, Ring. Yeah. I did the chorus on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't do many things on wax myself.
Yeah,
I tend to make the tune and other people do it. Uh-huh. So that was
so
a nice moment for me.
You lived every aspect of that session.
I really did this time. Yeah.
Fair
that
play.
Was a nice moment for me.
Yeah. It's a good tune as well.
And the safest answer.
Yeah.
Do you like what I did there?
So not the tune that you were on then.
Well, I was on two, so
neither of that.
Either way, I'd be offended.
Man's boring in the studio.
You had more tunes on the album, he still didn't pick one.
To be fair, though, I don't know if everyone knows, but, like, the way you came up with that on the day, because he did the intro to
the
album.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, that was impromptu,
and that was really an amazing kind of experience.
Thanks very much, man.
It was.
I do try, man.
Because I mean, I had some girls. I had, like, Salisha and Alana, mm-hmm. and I had Jerome Thomas, and they had sang, like, this really cool Kanye-esque kind of intro for me. And then Michael's like, let me do some spoken word.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I said it like that as well, and I clicked. I went like, let me
do spoken word. It was crazy. And he did it first take as well, actually. Uh-huh. Did it first take.
Mad team.
It was incredible.
You're such a pro.
I am such a pro. Just slide my way into any tune. You know what I mean? You know what this tune needs? And I just sprinkle my little
slam dunk.
I'm like Salt Bae.
Salt Bae's jokes.
I get into any studio, I'm like, you know what this needs? sprinkle. You get me?
Oh, damn.
That's what I do. That's what I want to be known as, the sprinkler. Just go into the studio and just add some little, just
some little flavours.
Yeah. You don't know what it is. It might not even be anything. Might be a placebo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I want to go into the studio,
but they all
and not say anything. I want to go and go, do you know what this tune needs? And I go, everyone get out. And then they get out and they come in and the song sounds exactly the same.
And they're like,
but just because I've been in the room alone, they're like, oh my God.
But they know it sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, they know it, but it's
just they feel better about the tune.
I'm like, yeah, 50 grand.
And they're like, I'll give you 100.
Stay for the album.
And then
that's going to be my new reputation.
Maybe when there's a song that's not quite working, they do like a bat signal sign, call the sprinkler.
Exactly.
Not like summon you.
Exactly.
And you come
and it's my silhouette like that.
Yeah.
It's literally my
you're
silhouette.
There, come
shouldn't
the
it
studio.
Be like the Uber sign though, the Pooba sign?
Yeah.
Maybe
you could have an app.
I could have an app.
You have an app.
Sprinkler app.
He's done it.
Sprinkler app.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
We've just made history.
Absolutely. Well, without further ado, let's get into one of the songs from the album.
Cool.
Because we want to play a couple. So we'll play. Should we go with Smoke first?
Cool.
Let's do it. Yeah.
I don't wanna point them out, love. I just wanna go hard. house unannounced. Let's open a joint account, love. Heal the mind, fuck the guys that are saying that we're poison our lungs. We'll deny it, otherwise I'm afraid they'll be spoiling our buds. I feel alive, I've got 10 flips of the good shit in the bag with me. And if you kill my vibe, I got Kendrick, I'm a good kid in the mad city. What's more, the lesson is this, listen here, this is how you talk. And watch all the negative shit disappear in a cloud of smoke. Put it between lips to start, take a really big breath and really hope shit lasts. Hit the shit hard till you feel it in your chest like silicone implants. If you cough, I won't take the mickey. I'm just glad that you're blazing with me. Plus I'm obsessed with that arse, so I'm trying to study what's behind you like it's ancient history. Breathe the dank and sip the yak if you're keen. I'm down for hitting that and I'm sorry if I offended. It's just the weed's an aphrodisiac. The choice is yours, but just know it's the finest reefer type of day. And we don't have to fuck, you'll be so high, you'll see God either way.
Nigga, I just wanna smoke with you. I just wanna smoke, smoke, smoke. Let it put me in the zone with you. I just wanna smoke, smoke, smoke.
If you just wanna sit and smoke with me. If you just wanna smoke, smoke, smoke. Pout your lips and make it blow for me. Fill the room with smoke, smoke, smoke. Yeah. Sipping while we elevate. Till 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. Maybe we could levitate. Maybe we could levitate. Sipping while we elevate. Till 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
Crime that you didn't commit? Are you looking for free, confidential, professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne and Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
We're not real lawyers, but we are the law. We're the most powerful law firm in the land, in the world, in the galaxy, in perpetuity. You can just plug it in on that one, mate. Da Vinci, Da Vinci, our guest, is looking for a charger.
Oh, it's into the iPad.
And it's right in front of his face.
It is. Oh, okay, I can use this. Way.
Yeah, there you go.
There we are.
Got there.
Hey, I like what you did there. speaking of power, that Smoke was taken from the album Powers, which is out now.
Out right now.
On all major digital platforms. Physical copies?
No physical copies.
Was that a conscious decision?
Yeah, we're out of that time now, man. Yeah. And I just feel like we're in a time where it's all, get it on your phone, listen to it on your phone.
Yeah.
It's coming back, though. Physical is coming back.
It is indeed.
You feel?
Trust. Yeah.
8-track.
The next vinyl even. Thing. Vinyl's, you know, selling
but
well.
But it will always be a niche market now, though,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, compared to the, you know, the grand scheme of things.
Technology has changed that now.
Buying, yeah.
How many people in the room have something they can play CDs off of in their house?
In my house, yeah.
Not your car, I'm not talking about car, house.
My laptop still has a CD drive, my MacBook.
I do.
I still have a CD player. I don't know if it's plugged in or if it even works.
He's got a
CD
player. That reminds me of that song, innit?
Feeder.
Yeah.
He's got a brand new car. The only thing that I get is I've got a PlayStation. It's not even plugged in. I don't know where it is.
Oh, yeah, I've got an Xbox.
I have to,
that's
like, dig out of my PlayStation and listen to a new album.
Or just pay someone to come around and dig it out for you.
Do you know what I mean?
I could do that. You could do that.
Yeah.
It's probably in the washing machine.
Probably. I haven't checked there for a while.
Exactly. You could literally have anything in that washing machine. There could be a kid in there.
Yeah, for reals.
Be a small child in there. But yeah, Powers is out right now. And we thought that since you're interested in Powers, maybe you'd like to kind of join in some of our powers. And we kind of have the power to not only uphold the law, but to enact new laws. And a lot of people... It sounds far-fetched, I know.
Okay.
Trust me, it's only going to get more far-fetched.
It's true. So people email us and tweet to us their problems basically in life, and we see how we can help out in our legal capacity.
Amazing.
which pretty much impinges on every aspect of life.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'd love you to help us, kind of
best I can do. Let's see what I've got in me. Yeah, let's see what I have.
This is from Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
High Pain and Sylvester and the and FUBAR Gang.
Easy.
Gang, gang, gang.
Gang, gang, gang.
On a night out with friends, we thought it would be funny to get tattoos. I went first, stupidly. I've got a photo-like image of Donald Trump's head just above my pubic bone. We did it back in July, but now he's an actual leader. I regret it. Oh, plus, right, okay. It cost me 80 quid. It's a huge turn-off for guys, and try as I may, I can't cover it up. What should I do?
Donald Trump's a cunt anyway, so...
Wow.
Jacob does look upset about that comment.
Yeah. He's wearing his red, white and blue hoodie today as well.
Why is it... My first question is, she's only embarrassed about it now that he's become a leader, not just getting it done in the first place.
Not just getting a tattoo of someone that she's never met before.
Mm.
Not that that tattoo is of someone who is completely socially inept, a racist, homophobic bigot. But just because the person is now...
And it cost her like 80 quid.
Yeah, and she got it in She's a tattoo pissed. Shop on a night out. Mm. I would never trust a tattoo shop that was still open while other people were having a night out.
Mm. Why do you even think, like, what kind of night out is it where you end up in a tattoo parlour?
Exactly.
Anyway?
Mm. Mad. She's mad dumb, but we got to do our best.
Kimberly's
we do.
Mad dumb.
I reckon you should go on Tattoo Fixers.
Yeah.
Go on the show Tattoo Fixers. Because you might as well just own the problem now, innit?
Well, yeah, you, I reckon she should keep it.
Yeah, well, can you make it? Trump look like does Trump look like anyone else?
It. Make this tattoo great again. Turn she can talk into Tattoo meme. Fixers and say that.
Yeah.
She should just turn it into a Trump meme.
That's true.
Yeah, she could do that.
It'd be a sick tattoo
that's
if it
a
was
good
a meme.
That's a great
she
idea.
Could have, not one that I would have, but a sick tattoo for someone.
If it's on a pubic bone, she could have like a Spot the Difference tattooed above it.
But no, she could have his hand reaching for
she could.
His tiny hand.
His tiny hand, exactly. A very small hand.
Has he got mad small hands?
Reaching for a nether region.
But he hates it when people say that, so say it. He doesn't like that, does he?
No, he does.
He has got some.
He showed his hands, didn't he?
He said, I've got big hands and a big something else, if you know what I mean, implying he had a big penis.
Maybe it's because he thinks he's got a big penis because he's got tiny hands.
Mm.
I'd love to shake his hand and then really grip it.
Would you touch Donald Trump's hand?
Secret Service.
I couldn't touch his hand.
No, just really like squish it though.
I don't know.
Donald Trump would do you in, mate.
Do you reckon?
Do you reckon Donald Trump could have you in a fight?
Yeah.
Probably.
Pull his hair. He's got a lot of it.
He'd get away. That's how he'd get
the
away.
The thing is, like, it'll be like me versus like Donald Trump and like 400 like armed
secret
men.
Yeah.
What if it was one on one? You versus
me.
Versus
just a straightener. One you and one. Trump. Straightener. Yeah.
Just one brawl.
No brawl.
To end it all.
Yeah.
Da Vinci, do you reckon you could take Trump?
This is a crazy question, bro.
Come on, bro.
It's not even a question.
It is a question. It's did you not hear the inflection at the end? Do you reckon you could take Donald Trump?
I feel like. Yes, I think I could.
You're confident?
I'm very confident.
Right, Da Vinci?
Come on, bro. I feel like just having my hood up would be a problem for Donald Trump. Come on.
You'd walk over to him, hood up, he'd fall over.
It's one of them!
He'd shoot you, innit?
He'd be terrified, bro.
He'd shoot you and sight stand your ground.
No, but I like Da Vinci's idea. Get it turned into a meme.
It's the way forward.
That's perfect. I think that might be one of the best solutions we've ever had.
Yeah. Mm. We don't come up with any good solutions anymore.
Is that not the point of this? Sorry,
no, that is the point.
No, literally.
That is the point. We just normally like talk about
exactly.
it at length and then don't really come up with anything.
Can we trail off?
And then trail off and talk to chat and shit about
exactly.
something else.
You named yourself after one of the masters for a reason, so it's a privilege to have you.
Well, that's all. Should we get into this game that we're playing?
Yeah, about that.
Apparently.
All right, no, I'm only joking. So what you're going to need is a piece of paper each.
Right.
I don't
know what this game is either, don't worry.
And
I was excluded from this group earlier today.
Brother, he ain't worried.
Because you're playing the game. You can't be in the game if you know about it. That's
exactly.
why you're
in the
group.
That
sounds so profound, like you can't be in the life if you're thinking about the life.
Are you
sounded like that was going somewhere.
Yeah. Nah, put on a suspense music.
Are you still upset you weren't invited to Funk?
Like, have we got any superhero music? No, forget suspense music. I want superhero music.
Oh, superhero music.
Yeah, powerful music. That's what I want.
So, okay.
Yeah, that's what I want. If you've got any, Superman theme tune, maybe?
That's exactly what I was looking for, actually.
Star Trek theme tune.
Yeah, but I don't know whether that's a...
There we go.
It's very short.
This is perfect.
Yeah, but it's
turn
too
it down.
Short.
Is it too short?
It's going to be every 13 seconds it loops. That's it. Hold on. No, don't worry. I've sorted it.
Have you got something?
Sorted it. Don't worry about that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yes.
Beautiful. All right.
Gotta have my good voice for this one. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's got a suit. So anyway, blood. This superhero. I'm joking. First question.
Yeah.
So let me describe the game first. I'm going to read out some modern day superheroes' superpowers, and you are going to identify the superhero or heroine or villain or villainess. Okay.
I think so.
All of these people have superpowers, and you've got to tell me who they are.
All producers love comics and shit. I'm fucked.
No, they're not actual superheroes. They're not traditional superheroes.
Oh.
Listen. First question.
Explain that.
This superheroine has amazing transformation powers. In the past, she's transformed a substandard sex tape into a multi-million-dollar empire.
I know.
Write it down, and has also morphed her body into various shapes and sizes over the years. She also came out of an armed robbery unscathed, which makes me think she's bulletproof, but also very modest. Write your answers down. No conferring, no looking through each other with your x-ray vision, because I know you both got superpowers yourselves.
Bruv, don't tell people about
this. Number two. This male supervillain has brainwashing powers. He's got into the minds of millions of Americans and persuaded them to worship him while marginalizing minorities. He's poised to become one of the most... Sorry. He recently became one of the most powerful supervillains in the world and will probably establish some sort of dastardly duo with Vladimir Putin when he does. Now that he has. I mean... Sorry, I wrote that before... Anyway. Number three. This superhero has the power of invisibility... And I can't even say that properly. This superhero has the power of invisibility. He saves the world through melodic messages entitled Nostalgia Ultra, Channel Orange, Blonde, etc. Then disappears so expertly, people start to question his existence and experience moments of madness like looking at an empty room for hours to see if he appears within it. Number four. This supervillainess single-handedly destroyed the lives of mining families across the UK while she ruled with an iron fist. And number five, this superhero is blind, but has saved the lives of many through his expert knowledge of human emotion.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I needed more.
Say that again.
That's all I had.
Say that again.
That was
say
the one
again.
That I didn't finish writing.
Say it again.
This superhero is blind but has saved the lives of many through his expert knowledge of human emotion.
Stevie Wonder writes some nice songs. So that I thought in my head, I thought that's who you meant. No?
I feel like you just gave him the answer.
Yeah. Oh shit!
That was the only one I had anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was
thought it
say.
Wouldn't be him. Sorry.
Amazing. All right, so we're gonna go through and figure out what you got and see who won that one. We'll strike off number five now that Natalie told
you. No, have a
the
guess.
Answer.
I could have been lying.
What did you get for number one, Harley?
I wrote Kim K because I don't know how to spell Kardashian.
Okay. What did you get?
Kim K.
You're both absolutely right. What did you get for number two, Harley?
This one was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump.
Yeah.
Trump.
Da Vinci? Trump.
Trump.
Number three, what did you get, Harley?
Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean.
All right. Neck and neck. Number four, what did you get, Harley?
Thatcher.
Well, I wrote THA with a question mark because I thought it might be. Does
right.
that count? I mean, I'm being honest. Don't I get some points
yeah,
for being
we'll
honest?
Yeah, we'll give you that.
Thanks.
THA. Yeah, because the intent,
knew,
the intent
you know,
was clear.
I did know. I just didn't know if I knew.
I think the intent was clear. Harley, you've drawn a game. Do you realise this?
Mad thing.
Way.
Do you know what? A round of applause for both of you, but kind of especially Harley, because you know Harley usually loses these games. And
I don't always lose these
and
games.
And he's always really apprehensive when we start saying that he's got to compete. But you've drawn now, so does that kind of...
I think I technically won, because THA doesn't really count.
That's the technicality, and that's something
I'm
willing
to
investigate.
You didn't write the whole of Kardashian either. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, good point. That evens it out.
Yeah, but Kim K, you know,
that could be
you
anyone.
Know what I'm talking about. Gosh, fair enough.
Well,
but people
anyone.
Refer to her as Kim K, don't they?
They do.
No one writes that Margaret Thatcher is tha question mark.
What about Maggie Thatcher?
Mrs. T. Mrs. T. That's what they call her, isn't it?
The infamous tha.
That would be a great nickname. Yeah. Let's go. Can we get into another legal query? Because I just really love the way that Da Vinci provides such. Yeah, one. Ma'am.
Oh, yeah, no pressure.
It was very thanks. Masterful. Very masterful.
From Johnny. Hi, guys. I need some help, please. I've been hitting the gym pretty hard since January began, and I'm feeling hench, I presume. To show this progress off, I decided to shave my entire body. I look like a plucked chicken, and my ball sack makes me sad to look at, and it's itchy. How can I stop looking like a mole rat until it grows back?
You can't, can you? No. Just gotta wait.
I don't even want to have the answer to this one.
Shows you've been thinking about it, ain't it?
I definitely have no insight in this area.
You should have used hair removal cream. You don't get the itchiness on the balls or the gooch when it comes back then.
Really?
I've never shaved
the voice of experience
anything on my body.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Do you know what? Someone told me a few weeks ago about, because I was saying it's a dangerous job. You know, with a razor going down there, anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, hair removal cream, get some near, put it on, 50 minutes later, wash it off.
Well, what, just your hair just falls off?
Yeah, and it's soft afterwards. Does every man shave their pubic hair? Is this what I'm learning?
I don't.
But you obviously do.
Yeah, I like it sometimes, depending if I'm feeling...
But you just let it go free, be born free. No, but
my pubic hair kind of just like stopped getting any longer, and it's kind of a fine
exactly.
length.
But you don't trim it.
It's manageable.
It gets locked to you. It's not.
No,
like,
I don't do anything to it. I just leave it.
Okay.
I neaten.
You need to. So
yeah,
hold
your hands up like it's an offence.
No,
cool,
that's
bro.
Right. I just assumed
no judgment
everyone...
in here. No,
I didn't
judgment.
Mean
none
you
at all.
Like a full haircut on your pubes. I meant a trim.
Patterns and shit. Like in the 90s.
Yeah,
nighttick.
No nighttick and all that. Fade.
A line as well. You need to have the line or a Shabba Ranks lean. Sometimes I want one side of my pubes to be less dense than the other. And a little Shabba Ranks lean a line through it.
Bobby Brown.
Mr. Loverman.
Shabba.
What are we saying then? Just let it grow back. Wait for it to grow back, right? Yeah. There's literally nothing else you can do. And next time, use hair removal cream.
Well, if he's saying it's itchy, I can give him a tip. Put some Sudocrem on it, because that does soothe.
Sudocrem, in the little grey bottle.
Yeah, the grey pot, because that does help with shaving rash. I've used it myself. Skin. It'll wear it. But,
was this before you started using hair removal cream? You learned the hard way.
Oh, it was a bad time. I was so itchy.
That's why why bother shaving that?
Well,
why not leave it as God intended? If you're religious, which I'm not. But
what area do you mean? Legs?
Anywhere.
I don't really want hair. I don't like having hairy legs. I don't feel nice. I like to have shaved legs.
Have you ever dated a girl with hairy arms?
Armpits.
Armpits or arms?
Arms.
How hairy are we talking?
Hairy, isn't it? Noticeably hairy.
No.
Do you look at
that? That bothers me. I'm not even going to front. I'm like,
why?
I've seen it before, and it's always like, ooh, it's a bit much.
Yeah, but I can girls, just be all saying, like, if you're under 5'9", you can bounce. Do you know what I mean? Don't want no short man, but if someone says, oh, I don't like girls with hairy arms, everyone's like, oh my God.
I don't like
fat things. And then everyone's like, oh, that's so offensive. And then I'm like, how can you say you only want tall men, but if a man, like, I will literally just allow you off because I own, like, Tinder profile.
No, but
that,
I think
like,
it's,
guys
there's a difference between having a taste. I think there's a difference between having taste and, like, body shaming, which is basically going around saying that a certain type of body is wrong.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
what you're saying, that small men are wrong, and that's nothing that you can't do.
No. Mate, calm down. Put the gun away, Reese, bro.
Reese is like 6'4".
Reese, pull that strap in the station, bro. Low it. Put it away, Reese, man. Low it. Just don't skank out.
Reese, who the hell has told you you're too short?
Reese is mad tall.
He just made up some shit. Just right. Is it because I'm black? Fuck this. Fuck this. Never asking that girl again.
You're tall.
He's like, women's rights.
Unfollow Piers Morgan, Reese. Unfollow him. No, but what I'm saying is, I know
what Reese is trying to say.
I asked about your taste. I didn't ask you to say that a particular type of body is wrong. I just wanted to know, would you date a girl with hairy arms?
And also I would.
Yeah,
what?
So would I.
Can I ask what you mean by hairy?
I don't know, like, but I don't know what hairy you're talking. I've never seen a girl with like really hairy arms.
Everyone's got hair. I've got hair. Everyone's got hair. But what do you mean by hairy? Do you mean hair or a lot of hair?
Hairy.
Like, thick like
hair.
A lot.
Just like you just noticed, oh, like you've got hairy arms.
But how hairy are your arms?
Mine aren't that hairy.
Reese, have you got hairy arms?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah. All right. Yeah, the level
that's
of
not hairy. That's not hairy. Surely.
If a girl had
surely.
That, I'd be like,
Da Vinci, is that too hairy for you?
It's not too. I never told you to say whether it's too hairy or not.
The other side.
All right. Would you date a girl with arms that hairy?
That's a bit further than I would be happy with.
But that wouldn't stop me dating the girl. We could just
right. You
we could just what like, take a trip over
we
to
could
the
just,
salon, pop in for a quick
and not immediately, not like week one or week two, okay. But like
what are you putting like the hair removal?
That's
like
where the first date would be.
Week 14, 15.
Oh right,
you could politely. Just,
how do you say that?
Just nudge her in when you're walking past it. Boom.
No.
I know you're falling into a fucking waxing
place. What was the
place?
Hair removal cream
what
that you said?
Veet.
I could just,
I could just
give her a massage.
Oh, with the hair removal cream. Put it in the bubble bath. Put it in the
you
bath.
You scoundrel.
Yeah.
You absolute scoundrel. No, but like, you know, if for instance, if you date like a Mediterranean girl or something, they're more likely to have a slightly hairier arm.
What about armpits?
No,
I would. If she did want to shave her armpits, that's her business. I wouldn't really care.
I wouldn't.
You would.
It turns me off. I'm
you
not gonna lie.
No, I wouldn't care that much.
You would.
No, as long as
You would.
No, I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care.
You would question.
It depends. Do you know? It depends on the texture of the hair.
Texture of the hair.
Save this man long, like.
Yo, I've got nothing wrong with people growing their hair. But personally, it turns me off. Do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't.
I don't think I have a problem.
It's like some girls like guys with beards, some like them without.
I know a girl who is actually, is it pognophobia? She's got a fear of beards.
Or pogs.
Scared of pogma. Pogmophobia. Every time she sees a dab, she gets mad suspicious that she's a bat.
I don't think that your hair under your arm, seriously, I don't think it can grow that long that you'd be able to plait it. I really don't.
I reckon it can.
Really?
I reckon it can, depending on the... I reckon European hair is more likely to grow to a plaitable length.
That is quite... Reese has got quite long hair.
Exactly. Whoa. You could plait... I know black girls that could plait the shit out of Reese's hair. Just bring him into the estate. Just throw him in there. He'll come out with cornrows in his fucking armpits.
What about something like a hairy...
Come out looking like R. Kelly under his arm.
What about something like a hairy toe or something? How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't be inspecting it close enough because so a hairy toe, that's got to be mad hairy to clock.
And I'm always 6 foot 4 inches away from their toes.
Exactly.
We don't like toes.
That's got to be some Wreck-It Ralph feet for me to see. That you've got to have massive
that
hairs.
Hobbit feet.
Yeah.
It's only Harley that likes toes, I think.
Toes. I don't like.
Well,
I'm not. I'm indifferent to.
Would you suck a girl's toes?
Would you suck a toe?
No.
Have you sucked a toe?
No.
Yeah, he has. I'm lying.
Why would I lie now?
Would you kiss her toe? Would you kiss her toe?
No, I wouldn't.
What if she asked you to?
I'd consider it.
Would you get a foot job?
Would I get a foot job?
I think I'd give a foot job a blast.
What? Like either side of the penis?
Yeah, I'd get a foot
give
job.
It a go.
I'm so glad I didn't ask a family member to listen to this show today. Wow.
What's a toe job?
A foot job.
No, foot job.
Foot job. So I'm guessing like that. My dick's there. And it's
either side, yeah.
Like take out the word hand and add a foot.
No,
exactly.
There's a toe
two.
Job as well.
Is that up the bum?
No. You should give that to a lady.
No, it's not.
That's some big feet, man.
That's
some
giant. I realised it as soon as I said it.
When you put
your
toe
in their vagina.
That's just made me a little bit weak in the fucking knees.
I mean, I prefer socks.
I wouldn't rush to ever do a toe job, I'm not gonna lie.
Imagine walking around with two women on your feet. Like shoes.
Because
in principle, if you can fist a woman, you can get your foot in there, and then you can rock them like crepes.
This is
walking along with like
this has got to be
two women on your
feet.
What the fuck?
All feminists are turning off their radio now.
No, that is a thing. A toe job is something that a woman would enjoy.
Yeah.
Because yeah. it's the man doing it to the all the man. I guess about that.
Yeah, but then you know you just get comfortable and you're like, oh, let me just see like, put a second toe in there and a third and a fourth.
It's a sexual
and then you're
thing.
Ankle deep in the woman. And you're just
you're
like,
practicing
like,
free
where's
kicks.
Your, where's your friend? Where's your friend then? Yeah, come here, come here, babe.
I will say, in this scenario, it's the woman who receives all the pleasure in a toe job.
Yeah.
Not the, well, the man.
Doesn't that depend on the toe?
Yeah, because they're horrible toe. Yeah.
Feet size.
That's true. Nail length.
There's a very, there's a famous sex tape that involves a toe job. Which
who's
I will not
who's
tell
in it?
You.
Johnny
Why
Wilkinson.
Not? Who is it?
You're like just punting it.
I'm gonna see if it's.
He kicks a conversion with a woman.
Yeah, she said it. Katie Price has said it on stage that Dane fucked me with his toe.
She said it on this show.
No,
not this show. On this station.
I'm just yeah. She has a she that's her quote. She has said that. There's a sex tape with them where he is making love to her with his foot.
When she was 6 months pregnant.
Oh. What?
Oh, fam, he's getting his
toenails clipped. He was probably worried that his dick was going to hit the baby or something.
So your toe poke getting a skull instead.
Rah.
Big toe. Oh, no, it didn't say big toe. It doesn't specify toe.
All right, we're getting distracted. anyway.
Let's get from a guy, what? A guy shaving his pubes and now we're in.
Yeah, should we do one more query?
Let's play Da Vinci's last tune.
Yes, thank you
for coming. I'm sure he's had enough of this.
It's actually quite insightful. I've learned quite a lot, I must say.
About how vulgar we are.
He's deleting my number as we speak. Before we sort of wrap this amazing hangout session with you, Da Vinci, and we play Powers off the album Powers, tell people where they can find you to find out more about you.
DaVinci.co.uk.
Nice.
At Da Vinci on pretty much most of the socials, except for Instagram, which is DaVinciTagram.
Da Vinci, I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
DaVinciTagram. I love it.
So we'd love you to do us the honour of introducing the last track, and thank you so much for joining us as well. I think a round
thank
of applause
you.
is in order, not only for coming through but for staying as well through all of
thanks
that.
Thanks for having me. this one's Powers, produced by Da Vinci, featuring Scorcher, Getz, Sam Shaw, who have I forgotten? Merkston. Who I've forgotten. Michael Payne, if we're playing that version.
I don't think we are. I think we're going to be playing the version sans me. We've heard enough of me.
Oh, man. Powers.
They better know. We're never in a no long thing. They better know. Money on the phone with the things. They better know. Cats on the land. Win it in the nose with a sniff. Little bit of crow when it clinch. Dead man in West. Niggas better know what it is. Brothers better know what I'm on. Huddle like poke it and gone. My little man all openly sleep. Rambo in the jungle. Mad clothes in a bun. White tea with some long hair. Man, how is Rapunzel? Come on, know when I come true. Come on, fold and fumble. Come on, smoke and stumble. I'm so old school, man. I know little man, but man, I'm a no man's up.
Them little niggas don't know me. Run around trying to compete. I'm trying to sound better than the old me. I'm about to get on the train, get off a bowl me. It's 6 bills for a stony. My team Chris, you're a trophy. A team thick like a pony. You want beats, you can phone me. You niggas are little niggas, I'm an OG. I'm feeling like the old vibe when I flow me.
Nokia ringing, a man's coming in with it. Bag it and seal it. I made a killing. You can get a picture, no camera with it. I don't do it for the gram. Do it for my nan in the council flat. Yo, I never had a wet eye, my dad. Yo, hot boy on the fan, my dad. Active, never been in a standard rat. Pop star from always living inside the lab.
Kodak, Nino, New Jack, Jukes, Tupac, Eastside, New Hat. Don't say you're new man, cause I'm a new man. JME, Durac, wave spinning. 2-1, 2 gas.
Blood
club. Pop star boy without the blue tack. You can't eat where I eat with them food stamps. The wife's got me on the oboe. If I sleep with a freak, I'm a douchebag. I can't even give the gram a little follow. Even if I never beat, she assumes that. That I ain't going home tomorrow.
Got a gal next door, I'm having my own party. Yeah, I can buy what I want, but you see me in a smarty. You gotta watch G till I'ma spend more on my bang with Carti. The way I'm cutting down these trees, man, I think I'm out here shooting Barley. I tell a gal, I ain't you come up with you, me and her, yeah, we can argue.
Oh my. Post the boy Darky. I post, then I post, then I'm gonna take a boy's darling. With it. I never came, but I left with it. Yeah. I worked brain on it, got brain from it, came on it, done the left the next.
These times I was still in the dance. We
VIP, so she give me the pass. Yeah. Man's gallon was filling me art. Yeah, I was looking the part. Magnum bottle of Perry was filling a glass. Snapchat, I go and put the camera on the dark. Till I had a need built, just give me the light. Bust another bottle of that, just give me the eye. When you're ready to come out of this blood clot, the bar the back. Go on with that. Take your friends, go on in the cap. Party in the blood. Gone up taller than clubs. None of them wanks weren't with us. Oh, no, no, no. Convince your crew to kind in the polo. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I would have never more time on a solo. Red carpet beyond it, red carpet and beyond it. Rapunzel with a long hair. Let's say a black man ends up with a white girl. As soon as he's gone clear. A man have been down, 36 in a bin bag. Shit man coming, I'm sin bad. A man have been bad, said skinny so tight. Too bad enough gym man, now I got a little wear on me. Yeah. White man pumped you, you ain't got a wear on me. New year, new gym, I got the fade on me. Eye top, blade but no blade on me. More shower than anyone trying to rain on me. And with guests, but probably got the cane on me. They gonna like, hey stranger, hey bigger. I'm like, fuck that, he should have stayed on me.
Between us, stay with the believers. No sweat down, no light, no blink by eyes, no drink these days. You all ask why? Are you asking why? It's like being.
Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Jesus.
Did you hear me just say that on the...
No?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, what did you say?
I just said that show went mad quick.
It did.
Yeah, it has gone really quickly, hasn't it?
It's already quarter to...
It's been a funny show. It's been a funny show. We've learned a lot about each other, I think, today. More than we've ever learned.
I think it's always... It always seems longer when we go for a little mid-show smoke up.
Yes, that's why you don't do it anymore, exactly.
And also because it's bad for your health.
Yeah, that too. But mainly the first one.
Yeah. Ain't gonna lie. We just come out of an incredible interview and hang out with Da Vinci, who was kind enough to step into the office to promote... No, go on.
No, I think he's in shock now.
Yeah, I think he might be. I think he may be lying in a fetal position outside.
I'm worried about him.
He is. He's a changed man. You come into this office a legend and you leave him a mere mortal.
You've taken away the powers.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Harnessed them.
Sprinkled them. Sprinkled the powers.
Exactly. Be economical with them. Salt Power Bay.
Salt Bay is a legend.
He's a dude. I wanna. That's who I want to. He needs to open a restaurant.
Yeah. And he did a new video. Like him just doing a similar thing with a different food. And I watched the whole thing, then he sprinkled the salt like before, and I still laugh just as much as the first time I ever saw it. The something about it is just so funny, brilliant. Isn't it?
It's brilliant. I would love to eat a meal prepared by him. It would be like the same thing with me going into music studios and just my presence enhancing the tune. Just because he cooked it, it's automatically better food. But we should carry on working since we're in the office. We've got 15 minutes left, so we might as well plough through as many queries as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm. Should we gonna start with the one from last week?
Promise this girl that we'd convey a message to Harley.
Hello, everyone. So last week I asked you guys how to deal with my roommate, and I eventually talked to her about...
To give you a bit of context, she had a roommate who would...
Is this the potato girl?
No. She had a roommate who would go nuts...
over anything, basically.
No, over her turning off the lights. Yeah. Specifically over her turning out the lights after her friend had already fallen asleep. So, imagine you and I share a room and I fall asleep, you turn off the light, and then I get angry.
Why? That's mad weird.
Exactly, that's what I said. But we didn't understand the context under which they were cohabiting. Were they flatmates? Were they in boarding school together? Were they sharing student dorms? Right.
They are at uni.
They are at uni. Okay, we've established that fact then.
In Malaysia.
In Malaysia. Okay, cool.
Shout out to all the Malaysians.
Shout out to all the Malaysians.
All right. So, hello, everyone.
The
don't know.
So last week I asked you guys how to deal with my roommate, and I eventually talked to her about it. And the reason why she threw a fit was because she'd broken up with her boyfriend.
Okay.
I feel
that makes
bad
sense.
For her ever since she told me. She's been depressed all week. I'm not an expert on relationships and stuff, mainly because I've been single my whole life. Yay me. So so I don't really know what to do. I tried giving her snacks and take her out for ice cream and such, but no luck. What should I do? P.S. I asked a question for Harley last week, but Michael, or was it Reese, mentioned that you were at the vet. So like casual.
Harley was getting his injections done.
Yeah. I hope your dog is doing okay though. Anyway, aww. My question is, will Rizzle Kicks release an album real soon? Also, what album are you currently listening to? Since when have we? Since this like now we've changed. We're
asking new questions. Yeah.
Answering random questions.
Yeah, she
now.
Slid in the life advice, but yeah. the bigger picture was, yeah. But seriously, when's the next album coming out?
It's not a random question.
It's not. It's not a logical
we've just,
question.
We've just never done it before.
What wow. New thing?
Ask. Have questions.
Ask Harley anything. Go.
People have asked you questions.
Yeah,
when we first started the show, yeah, people used to ask you a lot of questions.
Yeah, that was a time ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So long ago, you clearly don't remember.
The album, it's up in the air at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we have one. What album are you listening to?
This is a good question.
I'd like to know.
Loyal Karna.
Yeah, he's just released an album a few days ago.
Yeah, I saw him over the weekend at Ace Hotel.
So I've listened to that cast.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good listen.
What about you? What album are you listening to at the moment?
At the moment, I don't think I'm listening to... I'm listening to Wiley's. If I'm listening to any album, I'm listening to Wiley's album, Godfather.
Nothing. I tried listening to the XX new album.
Oh, I... Yeah. There's certain songs. I'm still into the Wild Beast one a lot. I still love that.
Still into Wild Beast, yeah?
Yeah.
Them ones, yeah?
Yeah, like the group. Nasty. The group. Oh, not right, the boys. I love that Wild Beast.
I just meant the animals.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
It's bestiality.
It's that boar. Loves boars.
I love a boar.
They're the randiest
Reese.
Of all the animals.
We didn't ask Reese what he's listening to.
What album are you listening to, Reese?
I don't know, if I'm honest, I wouldn't even be able to hear it over the screaming in my head, so nothing. No, Jake, do you know what, actually on the way down here from when I came down from Nottingham the other day, I was listening to some old Eminem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
From, you know, Infinite.
Infinite.
Yeah.
Infinite.
What? Infinite. Like, Infinite's a place. Where are you? I'm Infinite.
Yeah.
Old Eminem. Oh, you can't beat old Eminem.
No.
I think his first two, after Infinite, like Marshall Mathers LP, Slim Shady LP, two of the best rap albums ever recorded. Mm-hmm. And, I can't listen to rap after I listen to them.
I don't even normally listen to like rap as such, especially American rap, because I like to stay within the UK music scene. But
I thought you were tapping into the Indonesian rap scene like me.
Mad into my it's Indonesian mad, rap, bro. Japanese grime's popping as well.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if Aulia, Malaysian, what's the Malaysian grime scene like?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Aulia, is
maybe
that
she Aulia. Should have, she Aulia. Should have done a phoner and then spat some bars
That's
to
That's true.
That's true. Well, should we? Okay, well, she's given us an update. What should she do, though? Because her flatmate's very depressed.
Oh. She'll get over it, and B, it still doesn't explain why.
It's just mad.
Why she didn't want the lights off when she was already sleeping. By virtue of the fact that your eyes are closed, it's dark already.
Did she wake up when the lights got turned off?
That's what I want to know as well. Is she sensitive to...
Some people like the lights on when they sleep.
But then I do that sometimes.
But how do you know they're on?
Do you know if I'm watching TV and I fall asleep and then someone's like, oh, turn the TV off, I wake up and I'll be like, yo, I was watching that. Yeah. Like, no, you weren't. Yeah, I fucking was. Turn it back on. So I can understand.
My dad used to do that, you know, and I didn't understand that. And this I understand even less. Because the TV, you can kind of understand. You want the noise to, because, you know, you're in the different stages of sleep and sometimes you're still kind of taking things in even if you're in quite a light stage of sleep, for instance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But with a light, your eyes are closed.
And if anything, like, when you're going to sleep...
It should make it easier to sleep.
Yeah.
Some people don't, like, in my room, my curtains aren't that dark, so doesn't get completely pitch black. And people that have come to stay over go, I can't sleep in this. I need fully pitch black in the room.
Why you got so many people coming to stay over?
<Isn't it? laughs>
The people.
The people who stay over.
After the orgy, when we were all trying to get to sleep, no one could sleep. Just make someone sleep in front of the window. There's enough people in there. Someone will block out the sun.
Yeah, but most of them, unfortunately, that's just like the dark. It's only me, so I have to go and sleep by the window. I don't know. It's not fair.
Again,
yeah, that's annoying.
So annoying.
I literally have. If you want complete darkness, never ever sleep where I live. I have a Red Bull fridge that's just always lit up
in your room.
Yeah, and like, because it's like a balcony door with a white curtain, like light street light just comes through anyway. There is literally, it's pointless having a curtain because it's white and it's, yeah. It's just, like my room is never dark.
I would be all right with that. I can do that. But there are a number of people I've discovered who
can't do that.
Right, yeah, you're one of them.
I'll sleep anywhere.
To be fair, my old house, it used to be completely pitch black, mm-hmm. like completely lock off. But now it's a little less. But I kind of like it because at night it's super dark because it's like on the lower level. Yeah. But in the morning, I get quite nicely woken up. But like,
do you have windows in your bedroom?
Yeah, but it's just like there's not as much. It's like it's like a door, like with a window. It's not like as much natural light.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Mm. Well, we've only got a few minutes left, so I think what we should say to Alia is, before we move on to another one, is that you sound like you're doing the right thing. You're there for her.
Yeah.
All you need to do is just say to her, you know, if you want to talk, if you don't want to talk, but I'm there for you whenever you need me. But you sound like you're doing the
I'll
right thing.
I'll be there for you
when the rain starts to fall.
I'll be there for you
like I've been there before.
I'll be there for you.
Cause you're there for me too.
Yeah, let's move on. Move on to someone else.
Nah,
thanks,
allow
Alia.
It, actually. Hi, okay. My girlfriend asked me once if she would wipe my ass after taking a dump.
Taking a doctor.
I thought it'd be funny, but she keeps asking me to do it again.
Is that you, Harley?
I sent this in. Yeah.
I'm just going to imagine Harley doing that.
I'm refusing, but she's insisting. What do I do, Jack?
Ask me if she wants to wipe his bum.
Was that you answering that question? What do I do? Do Jack, or was it?
Do you?
Don't do fuck all. Should I do it?
It's Jack shit. Lol.
Is that must be a fetish of hers? Yeah.
It's a yeah. Because
she can wipe his bum.
She wants to. She said can't not like he was ill. She said I will. I
knew a girl who once had a boyfriend who asked for a blowjob while he took a shit, and then she asked if she could do it to me, and I said no, obviously.
Joe, I would have took that.
What's that called? It's called like a
the living the dream. That's what that's called.
It's called something really weird. It's called like a plunk ass.
A plunker.
It's called like a. I'll find.
Sorry,
it.
I couldn't do that. You're going for a poo, and they're giving you a blowjob whilst you're going.
The only way you could top that is if you sneezed at the same time. You know what I mean?
Do you reckon you could do that?
Sensations awful.
I know a girl who's done it.
Don't. When you get a bit shy about going for a poo,
100%.
So you wouldn't do it, would you?
No, of course I wouldn't do it.
That's what I was thinking.
That was an instant no.
But you would, Robert, what you're saying?
I'd love to get a blowjob whilst I'm having a poo.
Why?
That'd be the best thing ever, no?
I could think of better things.
Oh, yeah, it's called a blumpkin.
I'd love
a what?
A blumpkin.
Country blumpkin.
Country blumpkin.
Wow.
A blumpkin.
Well, what did he say about it? Did he say that he liked...
Stop. Fuck off the fucking thing.
Quicker. Not that one.
That one.
Right, so did he say that he liked... He thought it'd be funny... She's refusing, or he's refusing, she's insisting. I think you
carry on
refusing.
There's nothing funny about that.
It's just nasty.
I can't see it.
Say if the, say if, you know, you get the pokey, the finger poke through the tissue as well. Say if that happens.
Oh,
and she just had a manicure and her nails are all sharp.
I ain't bothered about her, but if I got a little pinky up there, I won't complain either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if I got a pinky out there, that'd be a £50 note, bro. So any pinky, I'm gonna put it up my fucking ass, mate.
Pinky? Oh.
That's yeah, £50 note.
Yeah.
Or that little mouse, because he seems quite
Pinky clean. And Perky.
Pinky in the brain.
Who's Pinky and Perky? What bootleg fucking cartoons have you been watching?
He's just making Pinky and Perky.
Yeah.
Like it's anything.
I'm sure that is something.
Pinky and Perky.
Nah,
I'm searching. Stop making up excuses for him. Stop finding bootleg DVDs now.
Pinky and Perky.
It's something of Perky's
sake.
Pinky and Perky.
I swear there's something called Pinky and Perky. Nah, yes!
Man. This is Pinky and the Brain.
Exactly.
She's going, yeah! Oh.
Pinky and Perky.
Yeah.
The Grand Old Duke of York.
It's a children's. Wait, it's children's characters.
Yeah, the pigs. Yeah.
Oh, wait, let's have a look at them. Go to images. They look like Pop.
This is like
them little scary pigs.
Around at Pop kind of times
as well. Scary, bro.
Oh, they're so creepy.
They're scary.
Pop was scary.
But Pinky and Perky look like sociopaths.
Nat, why the fuck are you watching?
This is how she turned out like this.
First episode aired in 1957.
Yeah, I know what this is.
I don't know why I know what this is. I've never seen it, but I think maybe. Is there been a new
Oh, there's a new version.
That's it.
Here we go.
Really?
Pinky and Perky.
HD.
Chitty Chitty.
What?
I'm not going to.
Nah, man. Fuck Pinky and Perky. They don't look this evil. They don't look that sinister there. They don't.
He does look quite evil.
No, they look sinister in the 50s, man.
Yeah. Puppets are a bit creepy anyway.
Their eyes look. Their eyes look like they could fully just.
Bill
kill
and
you.
Ben were weird as well when they.
Bill and Ben the Flowerpot.
How do you know that then? They were around in the 50s.
Because they remade it.
Yeah, right. But then they were still around. Weren't they still around?
Like pop and like.
But Pink and Perky, I really don't know, Nat.
Pinky and Perky. Well, but it's just like, that's if you say Pinky, you'd go, and the brain.
It's when Natalie was in them child military training camps that she was getting subjected
to. With my Kalashnikov.
Exactly, Pinky and Perky. Anyway, that's all we've got time for this week. Hannah Witten is up next from 6 till 8. Natalie's going to be able to tell you who her special
Juno
guest is.
Juno Dawson.
Amazing. She also has the best, like, guests with the best names.
She does.
Peace. See you next
week. But we're going to leave you with this, and we will see you next week, Wednesday.
See you later.